Nation.
Good evening. My name is Nadav, and you're listening to Phoning It In. A little early tonight, we're going to have a big doubleheader. Right now, we are joined from Prescott, Arizona by Darren Hanlon. Darren?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks so much for doing this.
Oh, no problem. It's, you know,
yep.
It's always nice to play a song down the phone line to Boston.
Oh, great. Have you done this before then?
I've played songs to friends down the phone before, but I think this is probably the first radio station that I've been beamed out by.
Neat. So do you want to describe where you are right now?
Well, we're in some kind of mountainous area in Arizona. We played at this town called Prescott last night, and we're just about to head to Sedona, and we're going to do a bit of sightseeing, maybe go to the Grand Canyon. Yeah, so that's kind of the plan at this stage.
Nice. I've never been there. How is
this? More of a holiday than a tour, really.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how's the touring in the Southwest? Do you have the shows?
It's well, no one really knows who I am. Basically, it's character building. well, these are towns that, like, they were booked. I've pretty much just played the cities before, so this is just more of an experiment. But the people out here are just so nice. Like, the guy that runs this place really looked after us last night, and we all got a feed and drinks and a place to stay, a beautiful mountain chalet. So this is, yeah, I feel like I'm on holidays.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to go ahead and try playing a song and then check back in.
Sure, okay.
All right.
All right, here we go. It's a song called Hold On.
About all this clock punching brings back meaning to the weekend. The heat gets shut off at midnight. Voices seem louder with the lights off. You eat and sleep and dream and ride your bike through the slipstream on footpaths that weren't built for bikes, let alone people. They're full of trucks and cars and dotted with topless bars. This land that once was promised ours treats you like a stranger. Hold on, my love. Hold on. If only for that cloud that burst its skin and cried out loud and sent us running with the crowd, the concert ruined. Cute smiles, the young boys beckon. If only for 9 seconds. I know you're lonely, so if only for the if only. Hold on, my love. Hold on. Try to rest those peepers. You're jealous of easy sleepers. Try not to think too hard, you might break something. Sometimes my biggest fear is dressing room between two mirrors, watching myself disappear forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Hold on, my love.
That's it.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
I think you'll be really pleased with the sound quality. So do you want to say anything about yourself? You're from Australia, and I guess you started Candle Records?
Yeah. The band that I played in and our manager, Chris Crouch, we started this record label, and From there, we found these other bands like the Lucksmiths and the Mabels, and basically just for friends. It's based out of Melbourne. I live in Sydney, but it's based out of Melbourne. But it was going for like 13 years, and now the King of Candle has pulled the plug, and he needs a break. So he's dissolved the label, and we've all been sent off to I don't know about greener pastures, but other pastures anyway.
Yeah,
change is as good as a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Any idea what's next for you?
Pretty much more of the same. I'm just trying to work out how to do all this without the help of a manager and a label as such. Nothing really changes for me in Australia. I just tour and record, and that's pretty much it. That's my life. That's how I make a living.
Yeah.
So then I make money there, and I come and spend it all here.
It doesn't sound too bad.
No, it's a good life.
So, do you want to play a few more songs?
Oh, is there more songs?
Please.
Wow, I've only brought my ukulele. What other songs can I play?
Oh, no.
Are we live?
We are live.
We're live. Let me just think. I can do a magnetic field song.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, let me put the phone down. I've only just got this ukulele. I got it for the recording session, and just for that one song, and now I've got to lug it all around the world with me, just for that one song. But let me think. I'll try and play something else. Okay, I'll try the song. On the glass that wraps the telephone box, an impatient bystander nods. Put the receiver back down in its place, in that certain things should be said to the face. I'm a believer. Of all your worldly powers, and staring at the opposite apartment block for hours, you say that each window's a different TV channel, and you surrender all your so-called friends for flowers, and you'd rather be sleeping in a paddock with the horses while stars cross the skies on their prescribed courses. Can you take me with you when you go? Because love, it's just a lazy generalization that we use for 100 different feelings. There's many situations going through each other's pockets. It's not like us, and flattery should get you somewhere. And your happiness is just a chemical. Your happiness is just a chemical. Your happiness is just a chemical. It's just a chemical. Feeling you're being watched, all your good intentions so clumsily botched. A kiss sent down the telephone line can come out sounding like a bug getting squashed. And grasshoppers fling erratic parabolas while you're drowning ants with your can of cola. Can you take me with you when you go? Love, it's just a lazy generalization that we use for 100 different feelings. There's many situations going through each other's pockets. It's not like us, and flattery should get you somewhere. And your happiness is just a chemical. Your happiness is just a chemical. Your happiness is just a chemical. It's just a chemical. It is. Break it down. Separate the parts and give them titles. Lungs are for songs and eyes are for feasting, and butt is for a bee sting. Somebody please check my vitals.
generalization that we use for 100 different feelings in as many situations. Finding things in others' pockets isn't always a plus. And that sensation that you felt up the back of the bus, it was just a chemical. Your happiness is just a chemical. Your happiness is just a chemical. It's just a chemical.
There we go. First time ever I played that song on the ukulele.
Wow, is it a lot different? I'm a non-musician, so I mean, sounds different.
Not really. I mean, you know, it's not really the pumping rock and roll band version, but it's you know, it worked. I think maybe I can start doing
good.
That.
Yeah. This is the part I'm not so good at, the talking part.
The talking part.
Yeah.
What else do you want to know?
Well, let's see. The Eli Wallach story was pretty good. That might bear repeating to have that preserved forever.
Well, Eli Wallach, yeah, it kind of goes with the song. He's like this old actor that I've been obsessing over for a few years.
Is that playable on the ukulele?
It's not. It's barely playable on the guitar. I tried to throw in as many chords as I possibly could. Maybe you have it there on CD. Do you have it there?
I don't believe so. Which album is it on?
It's on the Hiccups EP.
I don't have that. I have the album that song is on, but I don't have the EP.
Right. It's just a song that I recorded a long time ago about Eli Wallach, called Eli Wallach. I just kind of forgot about it. But a friend of his... I never sent it to him. He's 92 years old, and I didn't think he would really appreciate it. I didn't send it to him. But yeah, somehow he's found it through a friend, and they played it to him from iTunes, and he contacted me and wanted to hang out, which unfortunately we didn't get to do because he was away in his mansion in the Hamptons. So hopefully next time I come back to the U.S., I'll get to see him. I really want him to be in one of my video clips. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, that would be great.
I had this dream of
a credit in his, you know, his filmography. I would say.
Yeah, Darren Hanlon, video, music video, MTV. Well, I had this dream of like getting all these old Hollywood stars. I mean, he's not even retired; he's still doing films. He told me he's doing this film with Diane Keaton soon, very soon. So he's still working.
Great, and speaking of visits to the States, I guess, was it your first tour here that you played with the Magnetic Fields?
No, I'd done a couple of small ones, and then in 2004, they asked me to do the tour.
How did that connection happen?
Well, I supported them in Australia. They kind of, I think they prefer to have solo support acts, so I can kind of do that as well. Even though I have a band in Australia, I just did that one solo, and just became friends in those few gigs and kept in contact. And, just one day got an email out of the blue, do you want to come and do shows in America? So it was like a dream come true, really.
Cool. And you mentioned a Magnetic Fields cover that you could play?
Oh, sometimes I do Book of Love. It's got three chords.
That sounds doable.
Do you want me to do that one?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make demands.
Sure, I can give that a go.
All right.
All right, here we go.
The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. Hi, I love it when you read to me. You could read me anything. The book of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. Hi, I love it when you sing to me now. You could sing me anything. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. I love it when you bring me things, so you. Bring me wedding rings. Hi, I love it when you bring me things of you. You ought to bring me wedding rings.
There you have it.
Thank you. How does did you play that when you were touring with the Magnetic Fields?
No. It's just sometimes in Australia we have some guests that come to shows, singers and stuff, and there's a girl that she's actually going out with my drummer, and she's kind of a famous Australian female singer, and yeah, if she's at the gig, she loves that song, so we get up and do that. I learned it for that. And it's a really easy song and just so beautiful.
Yeah. Is that what, you know, made the couple? You know, the drummer found out she liked that song, and then...
No. No, that was that's another story altogether. That'd be the chat show, the chat hour.
Yeah.
I'd have to tell you all about that. It's a long-sorted tale. But I wouldn't dare play that at a Magnetic Field show.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, Are there any, what other songs are playable on the ukulele?
I think that's about it.
Hmm.
I think I've exhausted. I thought I was only playing one. I would have brought my guitar in.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We can chat more.
Yeah, sure. Let's see. What are you working on right now?
At the moment, there's a few things. I've got some projects on the boil. I've got this thing through my website where I've asked just fans to write in song titles. And I've probably got about 200 so far. I'm going to choose only two of them and write songs for them, for those two songs, and then press them as a vinyl single. So that's one project I'm working on. This other one is a friend of mine from Los Angeles, Wendy Heldman, and she is a visual artist, and she's just done this beautiful series on earthquakes, these portraits. I'm not even sure if she's done them from photos or memory or how she's done them, but they're just so beautiful. So we're going to collaborate with her partner, and he's a visual artist, video artist. So I'm going to write songs for maybe up to four paintings, and we're going to release them on a 10-inch vinyl, record, and he's going to make video clips for them.
That sounds neat. Where will either of those come out, the 7-inch or the 10-inch?
Well, I've just had such a busy year with this new record that I haven't had time to do much writing. So I'm planning next year to pretty much take a lot of time off and write another whole record and just work on these projects. And yeah, I've just kind of set myself, it's like being back in high school, just setting myself assignments.
Yeah.
To keep the brain functioning. Because sometimes when you tour so much, it's really hard to get creative and even get time to sit down and play guitar, which I'm really missing at the moment. So,
this exact moment right now, or you mean in general?
Not at this moment, this second. But yeah, the last few. This time now, you know, like just traveling around. It's beautiful seeing places, but I just, you know, I haven't had one day off, one day to myself in over 3 months. I've been touring for that long, so I'm just craving just a day in a room by myself. With a guitar and some books and a notepad.
Yeah. What did you do on that one day off?
What I actually haven't. I haven't had one day off.
Oh, you haven't had it?
That's
yet.
What I'm wanting, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So there hasn't been one day off.
Wow. So have you been away from Australia for 3 months?
No, the first tour was in Australia. The first month was like 6 weeks, and we went all through the whole country, basically. And then I had 2 days off. Well, you know, off inverted commas. I had to pack and pack my room up from my house so I could come over to Europe. And then I did a month in Europe, and then I flew straight here, and I played pretty much the day I landed. So I haven't, yeah, there hasn't been a day where I've, yeah, haven't been traveling or playing. And then I go back to Australia, and I do another month.
Wow.
That's insane.
That sounds pretty tiring.
It is, yeah, I've been, yeah, it's kind of tiring, but it's you know, it's fun. You can't complain.
Yeah. Let's see, how much longer are you in the States?
I've only got a week and a half left before I fly out back to Australia with a stopover in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
No less.
Well, that should be nice.
Yeah. And then we're doing some theatre shows in Australia and then a small tour, and then I have a break, and then I do Christmas shows every year, just solo ones. It's like a chance to play solo. I don't do that a lot in Australia because I have a band there. So that's a nice thing. I've put out a Christmas 7-inch as well. So I was planning to do that. I'd do some more Christmas songs this year, but I didn't get time.
Are those songs that you write, or do you cover traditional Christmas songs?
I write them. The last ones I did a song called Spend Christmas Day With Me, which is about inviting someone from the Northern Hemisphere to spend a Christmas in Australia where it's boiling hot and sweating and there's no snow. But we still have Santas, men that dress up in Santa suits, and they just swelter in that beard and suit, fat suit.
Yeah, that's what it's like in Florida, where I'm from. Sort of probably not quite as hot, but similar.
Yeah, it's an anomaly. So that song's about that. And then I have another song called The Loaf, which is a really long-winded, what do you call it, magical realism, this Gabriel Garcia Marquez style. I was reading a couple of his books and suddenly thought that I was a magic realism writer, and I wrote this song about this loaf of bread that absorbs, it's kind of like water for chocolate, that kind of thing, but it's this guy that writes all these poems for his loved one, and he burns them in a fire where they're cooking this loaf at Christmas dinner. And then the loaf explodes and it kills everyone with words flying everywhere.
I don't know if that sounds awful or
it's a Christmas murder ballad. It's the first song I've played live where I got a heckle straight after the song saying, "What was that about?" So you get the idea.
Well, I guess is there anything else you'd like to mention while you're here?
Well, I guess, if anyone's, I don't know how far you broadcast, but if anyone's out there and is near a show in the next couple of weeks, please come along and say hello. And if not, become friends, sign up on my website or the MySpace or whatever, and you can at least know when I'm coming back. It's all grassroots level at this stage,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen.
So, where are you going to be for the next few weeks?
We're on the West Coast or Midwest, and... we've still got Seattle and maybe another Portland show and a few little things on the burner, but it's all on the website.
Which is?
DarrenHanlon.com, believe it or not.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks, Nadav.
No problem. Thanks
so much.
We better
hit the road. We've got to get to Sedona.
All right. Well, have a great time.
Thanks.
And thanks again.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
All okay. Right.
Bye. Safe travels. That was Darren Hanlon from Prescott, Arizona, from Australia. Stay tuned. Throw on a song by him, Elbows, right now. And stay tuned another couple minutes for Micah Blue Smaldone over the phone from Maine.
Oh. On a warm night in March, on a dark disco floor, I danced up a storm like I'd never before. Every step in the book, and then some, the one listed for a song or two, I felt nothing else existed. Now if a dream curled at your feet, you'd take it home and name it. I'm struggling now to find something to blame it on, strobing effects. Or perhaps it was that dress, my eye was captured by a beautiful actress. Now the mind knew she eyes still in my memory lit large. She danced nearer me with her coy entourage. She tugged at the scarf round her neck, it came loose. She flung it and hung it from the disc jockey's booth. But before I continue, one moment's reprieve. I grant you, dear audience, a chance to leave, for my tale never ends in that it never started. When the house lights came on, I'd already departed. No, no one word was spoken, nor a glance exchanged. When the sun rose next morning, the world hadn't changed. See, we only touched elbows, is the plain naked truth, and I can't even back up my story with proof. We only touched elbows, felt our bones clank together. Then the moment was over in a falling feather, an accident sure, but it happened. I'll wrangle, our elbows did touch, our arms at right angles. Now there's naught the nosy observer could have guessed, but the rock and roll drummer inside of my chest. Everyone's seen her films, now whisper her name. That we only touched elbows is not such a shame, for the world's getting crowded and I can't see a lapse. It's not about leaving spaces, but filling the gaps. We're all bumping and knocking strangers all the time. Sometimes we don't notice, mostly we don't mind. A foot brushes your ankle on a Picara bus, someone's hand on the small of your back as they pass. A shopkeeper's fingers, while handing you change, can lightly brush yours without feeling too strange. Why I felt so alive, I can't quite determine. There could be a word to explain it in German. Some take others home, waking up to regret it. We only touched elbows, and I'll never forget it. The innocent DJ still spins his black moons and keeps us all moving with his faithful tunes. And the lights not in sync, they're mechanically powered. We only touched elbows and I still haven't showered.